Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Show.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm John Barton, and I thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. And if you guys enjoyed Chuck Wright the other night with his new album, Sheltering Sky, you are going to love tonight, too, because I said to myself, is this Rocktober? What the hell am I doing playing music like this in what is this, June? I mean, we're almost hitting July, so I'm calling it my Metal Monday tonight. I can't believe it, and this stuff is just so good. Tonight we have a legend with us again, another legend, guitarist Jack Starr from Burning Starr, which is Jack Starr's band, obviously. That's Starr, S-T-A-R-R, and he's got a new album coming out. When is it coming out, Jack? Hold on, I think July 20th or 15th, right?
July 15th, actually.
Yep.
But June 15th, we had a limited release strictly through mail order. And then next month for July 15th, it's going to come out through all the distributors that Global Rock uses, which is the label that put it out. It's an English record label.
Right. Well, tonight, again, Jack Starr from Burning Starr, they've got a new album coming out July 15th, and it is called Souls of the Innocent. And if you loved Jack back in the day in the 80s when they were doing the metal, the metal hair bands, I mean, what, from the 80s, Jack, to the 2000s, I heard the difference. I definitely heard the difference. And this is just, oh, my God. I mean, it's just wonderful, wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff.
No,
I was asking
so
you.
Kind of you.
Yeah, I was asking you before we got on the air if you were from New York, and I think you are originally from Paris, France. So what the hell is that about? So you had to get from Paris, France to New York and no French accent. Oh.
Well, I'll give you the quick answer to that.
Okay.
My father went to World War II.
Oh.
He met my mother and brought her back and me 10 years later. So he stayed in France for quite a while after World War II. And then we moved to America, but I was already an American citizen because my dad was in the Air Force and I was born, you know, in a military base and all that. So I was an American citizen, but I didn't speak English. So I needed to come to America and watch Gilligan's Island and learn English. And that was it.
No kidding, little buddy, huh?
That was it.
Wow.
It was Gilligan's Islands and Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. And
yep, those are great shows.
I picked up English in about a year.
Yeah. No, you know what's funny, Jack? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't claim to be a genius. Everything I know, I learned from TV. And I think you and I, we watch the same show. So I think we're in the same age bracket here. So.
Absolutely. And we won't talk about age. But
no,
let's just say we're in the cool generation that had the best music.
Right, absolutely, and you got that. And speaking of that, I wanted to ask you, so where did you get your love for playing guitar? I mean, was it in France or was it in the States?
Actually, it was in the States. I got exposed to a lot of the bands, you know, when I was in high school that were coming out and that were really making a big mark, you know, like the first Zeppelin album that came out in 69. And then,
yeah, I was going to ask you football. Who turned you on? Like, who was your go-to?
I would say, you know, it started actually with 10 Years After. I just really loved Alvin Lee and 10 Years After, and I just wanted to play that kind of blistering, fast, you know, go-for-the-throat, maniacal kind of guitar playing. And so that kind of got really, like, kind of lit a fire. And then I mellowed out a bit, and I started listening to blues, like to B.B. King and Albert King and Hendrix and Santana. And basically, I just really got into guitar-driven music.
And you write everything. Did you write everything on this album?
Actually, no, I didn't. But I wrote a lot of it, but the bass player in our band, Ned Maloney, is really becoming a really strong writer as well, and so he contributed. In fact, he came up with the idea for Souls of the Innocent, the title track. He was very moved, you know, by the shooting that occurred in Las Vegas like 3-4 years ago, and sat down and came up with some cool lyrics, and I came up with the music, and we really collaborated on that one and on some of the other ones. And there's actually a song or two that he really kind of really totally came up with by himself on the album. So I think I've got a good writing partner in the bass player in my band.
Speaking of which,
you had a great bass player on your show, Chuck Wright.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, we had a good time.
Cool.
Yeah, and his music was, oh, man, it's great. I loved his word instead of remake it, reimagination. I have to use that going forward. Reimagination instead of a cover or a remake. You know, I love that.
Right.
But yeah,
you know
it was
that's
great.
Really good.
Yeah,
and you
I
know
love
what?
That.
We could apply that to TV shows and movies too. Reimagining something.
Yeah, I loved it.
I'm gonna steal it. I'm stealing
yeah,
it.
Me
that's
too.
It.
I'm stealing it too. I told Chuck. I got to tell him later. Actually, I have to email him. And I actually emailed him before the show because, like I said to you, we were talking about Father's Day. Guess what we got for Father's Day over here?
Let me guess. Can't think of it.
COVID.
Oh, my God.
Can you freaking believe
that's
it?
That's not a good gift.
No, I did. We can't believe it. We can't. We made it through this whole thing. I mean, my son and my spouse were frontline workers. Well, I am too, but I work remotely, you know, in the financial industry. Yeah. But my son and my spouse, hospital and retail, were on frontline. So nobody ever got. I haven't gotten sick like a cold or anything since I've been home. So. Thank God I spend a lot of time out in this, but I've been in the house with the mask on, making sure everybody's okay. So, you know,
yeah, well, you know what?
Crazy.
You sound good.
Yeah,
you,
crazy.
You
thank
you,
God.
Yeah, you sound good. In fact, my band Burning Star actually did a show with Quiet Riot about 2 years ago at a place in Central Florida called Space Coast Harley Davidson. And they were doing some kind of like weird drum thing. I think the promoter wanted some kind of like drum battle, which was part of the whole thing. And it was actually really entertaining. They had like two drum sets set up on these big risers.
Oh, cool.
And,
drum solo.
Yeah, it was really good.
And a drum
and
solo.
I love great drums, and we're very lucky. We have a really powerful drummer in our band. He used to be in an 80s band called Manowar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that rings a bell at all.
Mm.
But they were definitely extreme metal. Some of your listeners that are maybe really more into metal will probably remember them.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie to you, Jack. I don't even own a metal album, but I love it. However, I only know the ones that were popular. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they played on the radio. But I do know your
right.
stuff. I mean, I got to ask you about your singer way back in the day, Frank Vestri. Why does that name sound familiar to me?
Well, Frank's father was actually a legendary crooner in the 50s.
Jack
60s.
Vestry. No. What's his name?
Okay, I'm not sure. Actually, it could have been Frank Sr. Because
yeah.
that might explain why I'm not coming up with the name right away. But it also explains
sounded very familiar to me, and I think maybe that's why. Yep, I think you're right. Yep, because I think I'm Facebook friends with him, actually. That's why I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're related.
It could very well be. I think his name is actually a longer variation on Vestry, maybe like Vestriano or something similar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like Steven Tyler is really Steven Tyler Rico, but they, you know, he shortened his name just to make it easier for everyone.
Right. Now, okay, so now back to your album, Souls of the Innocent. Is there anything behind this album? I mean, did you write it during COVID? And, well, obviously, you Souls of the Innocent, you said, is about the Vegas shooting, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, but anything else that was inspired by anything?
Yeah, actually, you know what? The whole album has more of a gloom, doomy feeling than any of our other albums. And I think that's partially as a result of basically what we were all going through, in 2020 and 2021.
Right.
And there was really a lot of pessimism, and there was a lot of fear, and there was a lot of worry. You know, people were really worried about what was going on. And my band, not knowing any better and not being the smartest people on earth, we persevered through it and decided, oh, well, if we're going to die, we're going to die anyway, so let's record our album. And we then proceeded to lock ourselves in a recording studio where we were coughing and sweating on each other. And basically, we were just very lucky that we didn't all get sick.
Right. But, well, I'm telling you, the outcome is fantastic. I love it because I'm a bass girl and a drum girl as well. I love a great drummer and a bass line that can follow. And then with the licks you got in there, I mean, it's just great music. It's you don't even have to like metal to enjoy it, because it's just, if you love music, this is just ass kicking. I mean, I loved it. I loved every one of them.
And, you know, that to me is even more of an accomplishment when someone like yourself, who doesn't really love metal, likes this album. I feel really we've accomplished something.
No, yeah.
Because we've reached some kind of, just some kind of threshold where we're reaching people that may not necessarily like that genre. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's not that I don't like it. It's just not something that, I mean, I've been to, I've seen Iron Maiden, I've seen Sabbath. I mean, don't get me wrong. Probably Sabbath is the only heavy metal albums that I do own that I had owned. And I'm sorry, hon?
What album were you saying? Saxon, maybe? Was that the one? Or
no, Sabbath, Black Sabbath.
Oh, Sabbath. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Zeppelin I never considered heavy metal. I considered them heavy rock.
Yes, you're definitely right. But when that album came out, I remember hearing Good Times, Bad Times,
that
and
was
Communication Breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
sounded like metal to me, you know, when
especially
Communication Breakdown, you know, the way it starts with that. Yes, okay, let's start a band, that's it.
There you go. I'm in. You don't have to twist my arm. But I'm going to say, you're going to think this is crazy. When I listened to your stuff tonight, felt a little Yes in there.
Yeah, you know, Yes, and the whole progressive movement definitely left an influence, you know, on us, on all of us.
Yes was great, too. Oh, my God, what a great band.
Absolutely. And, you know, they had all these odd time signatures that they used, and they did something musically that we refer to as unisons, where the bass player and the guitar player would play the same riff in unison.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really cool thing when it's well executed and when it's really tight. Yes did that a lot, and we do that in some places on the album as well, and Rush does things like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll do it where the drum, the bass, and the guitar do the exact same riff, and it's very compelling when you hear that done, you know.
Yeah, and I just love the double kick in the song. Oh man, just love everything, everything. I'm loving everything.
Oh,
well, why don't we?
You know your drums. I'm impressed.
I love music,
honey.
I love music. I was born with it in my blood. It was a blessing and a curse. So, you know, we'll leave it at that.
And you're also active. And you're active yourself. I know that you've been making CDs and playing and performing and doing the whole thing yourself as well.
Well, it's been a long time since I rock and roll, but yeah, you know, it's been a while. I'm no Jack Starr, hon. Believe me, I am no Jack Starr. So trust me on that.
You.
Well, I would love nothing more than, instead of teasing everybody, to play the title cut up from the album Souls of the Innocent, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, this is the title cut from the new album, Souls of the Innocent, and it's coming out July 15th, and it is Burning Star. And we're going to play a couple of songs. This is just the title cut, and wait till you hear this. And you may not think there's variety in this, like but there is when you hear these different songs. And maybe you'll hear what I'm hearing with the one song with the yes. I won't say it, let you feel it, whatever. But here is Souls of the Innocent from the new album, from Burning Star. Here you go, guys. Check it out. You're going to love it. I got to crank it up.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Oh, my God. What a difference from Rock the American Way, huh?
Yeah, this is a little heavier, and I give
just
it an
bit.
8 because I give it an 8 because you can dance to it. No, I'm kidding.
No, I know, Dick Clark. Yeah, I know, I know. I give it an 8. It was good to dance to. Yeah. Oh,
exactly.
Jack, I think we grew up in the same house. Did we grow up in the same house?
I think we did. I think, or at least maybe a neighbor.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well, I'm from Jersey, maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I think so.
Oh man, that is great. And that was Alex Panza on vocals. What a voice, my God.
I think he shortened his name, too. I think it's probably like Panzetti or Pan, but he's from Turin, Italy.
Really?
And he is like 29 years old, and we're all old enough to be his father in the band, so it's very cool. Get a little young blood in the band is always a good thing, you know.
He's a soul of the innocent. Wow. How cool is that? He's got a great voice on him. You think you're going to, well, with this album, I mean, my goodness, you definitely got to do more now. I mean, you got another album going in the works now that you guys are all pumped up with this one?
Right now, we're still pumped up, but the feeling will wear off probably in a couple of months, and we'll start thinking about the next, you know. But for now, we're all like walking around, pumped up, flexing our muscles, and all happy and excited, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. And you guys going to be touring soon, or now that I don't want to say COVID's over, but we can at least go outside now, you know, and go to shows.
Yeah, right.
And stuff. You know.
Well, you know, Florida wasn't really as bad as in terms of being, you know, restricted and feeling, you know. Florida was probably the most wide open state in the whole country. And, I mean, COVID existed and, you know, you couldn't help but, you know, kind of be impacted by it and scared by it, because all you had to do would be turn on, you know, the national news and it was just like, fear factor.
You're very lucky, Jack, because sadly I heard today that Florida was one of the number one states that had the most deaths, believe it or not. And believe it or not, they said most of the deaths came out of Republican states. So, you're very lucky that all of you guys getting together and playing, and like you said, coughing all over each other and everything. So, but
sweating on each other, sweating on each other, using the same microphones, eating the same half eaten slice of pizza. It was just like, really, it was almost like we had a death wish or something. Of course, I'm exaggerating a bit.
Oh, my God. Well, guys, that was not the song that I felt believe it or not. I want you guys to feel it. I know there's at least one or two that I had a yes feel, and I dug it. You know, I was like, oh, wow, man. You know, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I'm also really proud of the intro to the album. There's like a little minute and 20 second little intro. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called The Ascension.
No, I didn't hear that one.
Okay, so you don't have the complete album, right?
I don't know. I've got how many tracks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 12, and When Evil Calls, the bonus track.
Okay, you have the complete album. The very first thing should be this little minute long thing, and it's just this really beautiful sounds like Yes, actually, little guitar thing.
Is that on that's not on the opening of Demons Behind Me, is it?
Yes, it is. That's it.
Okay, and I didn't pick that one. You figures I didn't pick that one. I picked Attila. I thought had a little feel.
Wow, you're really going for the heavy stuff tonight. Cool.
Well,
here I'm trying to get you to play like the tasty stuff that might appeal to non-metal people, and you're going right for the throat with like, oh, let's play Attila. Okay.
Oh,
I'm
no,
game.
No, it's No, it's very good. You kidding me? I love it. I think anybody who loves music, especially like I said, great guitar licks and there's songs that don't have leads anymore. They don't have that break anymore, and you know it's just not there. And when you hear this stuff, it's just so refreshing to me because you don't hear it anymore. You don't hear it, and that's the same thing I said to Chuck. It's like hearing him play his music the other night, it was just like, wow, I needed that. You know, I just needed it. I needed to hear it.
Exactly. A shot of rock and roll.
Right. We need to do something about that, Jack. What can we do about that? Come on. You're rich.
Well, I'm trying. That's right. Of course. All rock musicians are just filthy rich.
I'm kidding.
We just hang out all day and count money and sit by the side of the pool. No, but all kidding aside, in rock music, it's really a weird thing. You're either Billy Joel or you're not, and that's pretty much it.
Right.
So
I know it's.
I have to admit I am not, but it's just come down like that. You know that you're either really doing incredibly well. Or, you know, you're just, you know, getting by, you know. But that's cool, too, because at least you get to play the music that you love.
Right. Now, I just wish that somebody would bring back a station that everybody would love again, where they play nothing but rock. And we need some more Irving Azoffs back. You know, we need the older guys back saying what people need to listen to in the industry is what I'm saying, I guess, you know. The music industry
is
cyclical.
I totally love what you're saying. Yep.
The music industry is cyclical, and we just have not changed the cycle in the last, 20 years? It's just not moving, you know?
I know, it's true.
And
you're
wish somebody would do something about it. And it is the record companies that are doing it. So, you know, come on.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be a change, you know? Everything comes in cycles. So I'm hoping that will happen.
Right. Now also I wanted to bring up, now Metallica and Queensryche actually, I think, reached out to you because they loved your stuff so much back in the day, huh?
Kind of, actually. I did my band, we did a big festival in Paris. Metallica was on the bill. They weren't headlining. It was Dio and Ozzy that were headlining, and Whitesnake and Gary Moore. And they were somewhere, you know, towards the last half of the bill, like my band Virgin Steel was at that time. And I think they were like one or two bands ahead of us, you know, like doing a little bit better than we were at the time. But anyway, there were tents set up backstage, and two of the guys, Metallica, stopped by our tent. It was the guitar player, I forgot his name, with the curly black hair, and Cliff Burton, the bass player that passed away. Anyway, they stopped by our tent, and we were talking to them, and they were really nice guys, and they said that they liked a song off our Virgin Steel album, a song called Children of the Storm, which was actually the song that kind of started our reputation, because it got picked by Mike Varney from Guitar Player Magazine to be on this album called U.S. Metal Volume 2. And that kind of gave us a big, you know, national push. But anyway, yeah, so in case of Metallica, it was I remember the guy's name, Kirk Hammett and Cliff Burton. So they came back to our tent, and we were talking to them, and they were great guys, and they happened to say that they really liked the song that we did. And then in the case of Queensryche, I was in communication with their manager before they even had an album out. They were managed by a couple in Bellevue, Washington, that owned a little record store there called Easy Street Records. And anyway, to make a long story short, I got in touch with them because I wanted them to buy a bunch of our made albums back then. We put out the money and we made it ourselves. And so I was calling up various record stores just at random. And this was before we got picked up by labels.
Right.
So anyway, so I called up this record store And, you know, I had a really nice conversation with them. And they said, oh, by the way, we manage a band that's similar to your band, Virgin Steel. You know, they've got a great singer, this guy Jeff Tate. He's got like a 4-octave range, you know, just like the singer in your band. And they blend classical elements like you guys. So I said, well, can I hear them? You know, send me a demo. I'm curious. You know, this is, and then they ordered a bunch of our records, which was cool, you know. I think they ordered like 50 copies.
Oh, cool.
So anyway, so they sent me the EP. They made an EP. And I was tight with some labels on Long Island where I lived, and I actually went into the label with it, and I got them signed. I got Queensryche signed.
How cool
for that EP. Yeah, it was really cool. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, the label that signed them, which was called Dutch East India, which was an independent label, they then sold the rights to EMI.
Mm.
So they did pretty good. They made some money on that one. And it was good for Queensryche because, you know, all bands want to be on the biggest labels, you know.
Of course.
You know, everybody wants that push and that promotional budget and tour support money and all that. And so they were, boom, they went from like step Z to step A in the matter of about 4 weeks.
Wow. All because of you.
And
right?
I like to think, yeah, and I had a small hand in it, you know. I mean, it would have happened anyway, so I'm not, you know, delusional. I know they were in the right place at the right time, and
right.
They deserved it, you know. It was good.
Nice, nice. Well, I mean, you've had other bands as well besides Virgin Steel and Burning Star. Now, do you have other projects on the side as well right now, or just strictly working on Burning Star?
No, during the whole COVID lockdown crisis, I also recorded a solo album too. So besides the metal album, I also did a solo album, and that's going to be coming out probably in 2023. And that's more like rock music, whatever that is.
Is it all instrumental? All instrumental?
No. No, actually, so, I took a big gamble, and I decided that I should sing it. So that's what I did.
Very cool. Oh, you got to come back when that's coming out. You got to come back when that comes out.
Oh, I would love that. You know, I figured, you know, why deal with egotistical lead singers if you can do it yourself? But no, I'm just kidding. Because they're not all that like that. Just some of them are. They have what's called LSD, lead singer disease.
There you go. LSD. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Oh, my goodness. I got to ask you this. Do you find, well, when's the last time you actually toured because of COVID? I mean, when was the last time you were out on the road?
Really, like 3 years ago. But
yeah, so
we did some actually big shows right during the height of it. We did a show in 2021, and it was a really big outdoor festival. And the bass player in our band, Ned Maloney, his father-in-law was Paul Chapman of the band UFO, which was pretty well-known metal band.
Yeah, yeah.
And when Paul passed away in 2021, Ned organized a big tribute concert, and it was held outdoors, and there was like 500-600 people that showed up, and we had like giant TV screens, and we played you know, some of the clips from UFO and Paul Chapman, and we also performed, and there was also an all-star jam with a lot of musicians from the area. But the interesting thing is that, you know, there were some people saying, oh, you know, it might not be a good idea having this big concert, you know.
Well, if it's outside.
But
it was outside.
Exactly, and that was our justification. You know, we said, listen, it's outside, and, you know, I think it'll be okay. And you know, but we were kind of like, you know, we were kind of worried, too, that, well, you know, hopefully no one's going to get sick. And
of course,
there was like 600 people there. And in the coming weeks that followed, and in the month and 2 months that followed, Ned, the organizer, and myself, you know, I talked to Ned and I said, well, did anybody get sick from the concert or anything like that? Have you heard anything? And after 2 months, he said, nope, because we're totally 100% in the clear. Nobody got sick. Nobody got COVID. And so it was a good feeling to know that, you know.
Yeah.
We were able to put on this very large concert.
Right.
And right in the thick of it. And it was also kind of a good thing for us because we really did not want to accept what they were saying, you know, this is the new norm, you know.
Right.
I don't want to live in that new norm where people are fearful and no one is playing music and no one and everyone's afraid to talk to each other. You know, that new norm does not appeal to me.
No, I know. But unfortunately, I hope we're done with it, but I don't know. But obviously, it made its way to my house. But anyway,
yeah.
The reason I asked you that was because I wanted to ask on your last tour, did you find that the European crowd is digging the metal more than the U.S. crowd? I mean, what's your take on it? Because they love it. Europe loves heavy metal. Especially Germany, and I really think they're big on it.
Yeah, well, you know, Germany and Italy and Greece are strong markets. Believe it or not, I think Greece is our particular band because, because first of all, they loved the band that I was formerly in, Virgin Steel, and because of that, they really welcomed my new band, Burning Star, with open arms, because anything really connected with Virgin Steel becomes very popular in Greece. So we went over there a couple of times, and the Greek people are just wonderful and friendly, and we loved being there. We played in Thessaloniki, and we played in Athens, which are the two biggest cities in Greece. And Thessaloniki is actually a lot like Florida. In fact,
I'll
show you a quick. Yeah, you go there and there's palm trees everywhere and white buildings. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. On the plane, we drank quite a bit, a lot of beer. We were making like pyramids with beer cans in the back of the plane. I don't know, the stewardesses just kept giving us more beers. I don't know. I think they just like seeing us totally lose it and become like just stupid. But whatever, they were bringing us beers. And so when we got off the plane, it was like almost like we didn't see the 10 hours pass.
Right.
And we had just left a place that was sunny and with palm trees. And then we get off the plane and now we're in another place that's sunny and has palm trees. I remember the bass player, I think, going, did we go anywhere?
Did we just fly around Florida for 10 hours and land back in Florida?
It just looked like we landed in Florida, but it was really cool. And we really loved the people of Greece and the whole scene over there. You know, it's just a beautiful country.
Right, right. Well, I've never been.
It's cool.
Yeah, I've never
you
been.
You would love
I've
it.
Never. No, I don't know. I'm afraid to leave the country. I don't know. Whatever. Well, speaking of flying, let's play Where Eagles Fly. I love this one, too, since we're talking about flying. So is this a good one? Did I pick a good one?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a great segue, by the way.
Well, I was trying, but you kept talking. No, boy, kidding.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna shut up so you can work your magic.
Oh, you stop. I'm only kidding, Jack. Hang on. All right, folks, this is Where Eagles Fly, and it's the new album, Soul of the Innocent, from Burning Star. Check it out. You're going to love it.
Shadows follow me. They will not set me free. down.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That high note. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Does he speak English?
Yeah.
Does Alex speak English?
Yeah, he's got a good range, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't even do it. I haven't hit a high note in years. My goodness. Oh, my God. That's a great one. That's a great one. That really is.
Yeah.
I was going to play that anyway, but when you started talking about the flying, I said, I got to play it now.
Well, I'm impressed. You really listen to this thing. You know,
oh,
it's really cool.
I enjoy it.
Oh, my God. This is so good. I love this stuff.
Yeah, I love it. You kidding me? Between you and Chuck, I'm going to be more deaf than I was before I started this life. How's your hearing after all these years with this music?
Well, here, you know, the honest truth is I have, like, selective hearing loss. I think sometimes I don't hear things.
That's what I have.
But actually, my hearing's actually pretty good. So I escaped unscathed.
Oh, Jack, I got to tell you, I agree with you. I got the selective hearing thing. I can't hear you, but not you, but in general, I can't hear someone. But somebody could be playing music a mile away, and I could tell you what song it is.
Now, that's amazing, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
I'd be like, oh, I hear that, you know, but I won't hear what you're saying to me, you know. But
so,
no, but you, so with this music, I got my headphones cranked, man. Oh, man, I'm going to be ringing again tonight.
So was this the one that had kind of like a Yes influence? Okay.
Well, a little bit when you had the guitar playing. You had the guitar playing over the vocals a little bit in one section. But I think Attila for me. It was Attila for me, believe it or not.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And another one. And another one. There was another one, too. I don't think I'm playing it.
You know, this is really cool. Since I started doing these interviews about 2.5 weeks ago, I'm really starting to get a feel of what songs are striking a chord, you know, in people. And it's really important sometimes, you know, when you're a musician to see what is working, what isn't working, and
right.
why what is working is working. So, you know, it's all good.
Well, as a musician myself, I just appreciate it all. So for me, it doesn't matter if it's disco, if it's heavy metal, if it's good, I love it.
Absolutely.
And
the Bee Gees are one of my favorite bands, so I plead guilty on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just if you've got an ear for music and if it's good, I mean, your music is so tight, it's so full, and everything is just so perfect about it. It's just perfect. The production, everything. Did you guys do your own? You produced this, obviously, right?
Well, actually, no. We have some really stellar help on the production end. We do a lot of the pre-production here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets sent to a studio in Virginia that our bass player, Ned, is good friends with Kevin Burns. And Kevin Burns was playing in a band called Dokken for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you've heard of them. And he's a phenomenal guitar player and has a really great studio with all the latest gear, you know, and he knows what he's doing. So we send him raw tracks, and there's a thing in rock music and lately that people do. It's called reamping. So what you do is you send to the producer tracks that are totally clean, that are unmolested, that have no effects on them,
right?
No nothing, just a straight signal, and then you let the producer. And the producer could be 10,000 miles away or wherever.
Isn't that crazy?
You let him add the effects, and actually, so that the signal gets played again, but through a different set of amplifiers and effects and so on. So Kevin is really just astonishingly good at taking our raw signals, especially on the guitar. And just turning them into world-class guitar sounds. And so our production really has been really, really great, at least for the last four or five albums. And we're not afraid to spend the time and spend the money and just really come out with a really quality product from the production end.
Isn't it amazing what you could do now on music, with music? It's crazy. It's just crazy.
It really is, you know. And but you know, you still have to have that raw talent to feed into the you know, the technological machinery. The problem is that some people use the technological stuff out there, and it's a substitute, you know, for having that raw talent, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of a curse and a blessing. It's both.
There you go. You took the words out of my mouth. Gone are the days of mailing demos, walking the streets, trying to get somebody to listen to you too. It's like now, you know, any Joe Schmo could be famous today. You know, like you said, with the magic of a studio, and you don't even need talent. It's crazy, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, I'll tell you something funny. I mean, look, the other day, we put out this record 3 days ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably at close to like 2,000 views already, which isn't even that bad for 2 days, 3 days, whatever.
No, not at all.
And it's doing better and better, so we're really happy with that. But the interesting thing is, so I'm on the page and I'm looking to see how it's doing. And then I veer over about three columns down, and I see something, a band, an artist I've never heard of before, called Blackjack.
Hmm.
And then I wonder how many views this guy got. And it was something like 4.5 million views.
Oh, God.
Okay, never heard of this person.
Right.
And then I'm looking at the video. And the video is all like scantily clad women,
right,
you know, on the beach and you know, in sexy
selling
poses
sex
and all.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, you know, yeah, they're like selling sex. And a lot of these artists, you know, the divas of today and the people that are doing that kind of music, that seems to be really a big, big thing in what they're doing. And if they're not selling sex and they're selling just shock, you know, the shock value,
right,
you know,
right,
putting out a video where shocking things are happening and
it's a different time.
And maybe some, you know, some young impressionable minds are thinking it's cool and you know, it is something to aspire to. But we don't do that. You know, we don't have, you know, I don't know, maybe we should start, but we don't have, like, sexy women in the videos. We're really relying on the music, you know.
Music,
and,
exactly. And speaking of which, you have right now, you have Souls of the Innocent is out on YouTube, the video. So if you guys want to go check that out, so you can see the band actually singing the song. And now where can folks, obviously this is going to be available, pardon me, on July 15th, but where can folks get it? I guess anywhere online, Jack?
Yes, anywhere online. It will be in all of the usual outlets online and also through the label Global Rock. But if they go to the YouTube post, you know, for Souls of the Innocent, and they go to it and click on Burning Star Souls of the Innocent, when they click on the video, there's also like a drop down menu, and they can actually order the album through YouTube.
Cool. Did you hear that, everybody? Check that out. And how about your website, just burningstar.com, and that's STARR.
Yes, there's several Facebook sites. One of them is called the Official Jack Stars Burning Star Facebook group. Another one is called Jack Stars Burning Star. Then there's just simply Jack Star. So there's a bunch of them on Facebook, and we're well represented on the net. So if people want to find us, we're there. We're easily findable.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Well, I want to play another song. I really do. But I wanted to play When Evil Calls, but it's the bonus track. So I want people to buy that.
Yes.
I don't want them to hear it here. So forget it. That one might have given me the yes. I think that was the one that gave me the yes feel a little bit. But definitely Attila.
Yes.
I think it was Attila, maybe the intro, something about the intro. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely Burning Star. Don't get me wrong. It's just for me, I heard it. So, you know, but I want to play Attila.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play Attila next. So where is it? Let me find it here. I'm blind. Bear with me. All right. All right. I liked All Out War, too. All right. It's
yeah, that's
you.
A good one.
All Out War or Attila?
I'm going to go with whatever one you like.
I want to go with one you want everybody to hear. Which one you want everybody to hear? I like both. I like them all.
This is going to seem like the cliche answer that musicians give, but honestly, I like every song on the album.
Me too, but which one do you give a 9 that it's easy to dance to that you want me to play?
Easier to dance to. Okay, now you got me. Let's go with All Out War.
All right, cool. This is All Out War. I'd play them all night, but I want you guys to buy this freaking album because you're going to love it. So this is All Out War by Burning Star again, and we have Mr. Jack Starr on the phone with us guys tonight. So enjoy this, All Out War.
Stars.
Oh, I'm telling you, Alex's voice, I can't, sometimes I'm having a hard time telling if that's you playing the note or if that's him singing. That's how high he hits. My God.
I know. He just jumps on whatever note I'm playing, and he hits
Damn.
It and blends in. You know, it's crazy.
Damn, that was great. Oh, man, I worked up a sweat. Jeez. I wanted to ask you, how do you come up with so many distinguishing different sounds with all the songs you've written? I mean, in regard to your leads, I mean, they're all different. None of them sound the same.
They all are, and I have to say something about this song because I realized that after you played it that the first guitar solo was a guest solo by the producer, Kevin Burns.
No,
he's an
shit.
Incredible lead guitarist. Yeah,
wow.
So if you hear a difference in stylistically, that's the reason. And Kevin is a phenomenal guitar player.
Yeah.
Good enough to play with Dokken, so which filling the shoes of George Lynch, who's an incredible
wow.
player as well. So the first solo was Kevin, and the second solo was me. And it was really cool that we blended our styles
yeah.
together and both played on the same song.
Yeah, well, I definitely felt it. Like I said, that style, I don't know how you come up with so many different sounding solos. I mean, how many songs have you actually written where, you know, you don't have the same guitar riff and lead or solo for that matter, whatever you, I call them leads. That's what I always called them. Whenever I was
well,
in the bands, it was like, oh, play the lead. Go ahead. Whatever.
Right. Yeah. And you know, part of it sometimes is, you know, you switch guitars too, like certain guitars have certain sounds.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Sometimes like I will use a Les Paul, you know, a Gibson Les Paul, which is kind of like a heavier guitar, and it's got more of a sustaining kind of sound. And it's not as bright as a Stratocaster. And then sometimes I'll use my Stratocaster, which I use really for most of the album. But on a couple of songs, I wanted to get that really incredibly heavy sound that
yeah.
a Les Paul gives you.
You
so
hear it.
Part
you
of
definitely
it
hear
that
it.
And yeah, and part of it is also, you know, how it's amplified. I know the studio that we do the reamping in uses these amps from Germany called Bogner. And Bogner are like really like the Rolls Royces of amplifiers for metal. And they just got metal stamped all over them, you know. You hit a note
great.
And it's like, and it's kind of like Cheek and Chong, you know, my guitar wants to kill your mama.
And the best of all, Kurt, you want to kick me off the team.
Yeah.
You're Cheek and Chong guy too, right? For wearing high hoops. For wearing high hoops.
Yeah, okay.
Like a queen.
I think we grew up listening to the same stuff, I think.
I think so, Joe. Oh, my God, Jack. Well, I love everything. 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I lost me in the 90s a little bit. And then 2000, you know, there was just a couple of stragglers in there. And, you know, but anyway. So I wanted to ask you, if you could play with anybody, who would it be, guitar-wise?
Well, I would love to record with Jimmy Page because he's just so so talented and so organized in his production and songwriting and the way he creates these wonderful, sweeping, epic melodies and moods. I mean, very few guitar players can really pull off a song like Cashmere
or
Stairway to Heaven. So Jimmy Page would be the number one person that I would like to do an album with and collaborate with.
I know, and it's so funny. I got real quick. I can't believe how Zeppelin turned those blues tunes into what we hear now. It's like crazy to me, you know? What
and that's
imagination.
Really, really good. That's a totally good observation because he took the blues songs, I think, and made them better.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't know they were blues songs. I mean, you know, I don't think a lot of people know that. Anyway, but anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. And who else? Who else? Jimmy Page and who else?
Okay, well, Jimmy would be, you know, the first person I would want to collaborate with. And then I would want to collaborate on something else with David Coverdale. Just simply because he's got a killer voice. And he reminds me of the singer that sang on my first solo album, Rhett Forrester, who was the singer in an American metal band called Riot. And so if you listen to my first solo album, which incidentally is going to get reissued also on Global Rock in 2023, if you listen to that album, Out of the Darkness, you'll hear the similarities between Rhett Forrester and David Coverdale. Unfortunately, Rhett passed away about 8 years ago. But David Coverdale is still going strong, and Whitesnake is still going strong. And that would be great just to do an album with someone of that, on that level, you know, like David Coverdale.
Yeah.
So I guess those two guys would really be my first two choices. And then my third choice is an oddball kind of choice, Bob Dylan.
Really? That is an oddball kind of choice.
Yeah, but since we're fantasizing, I think that I would love to just play lead guitar and even help and have some input into the writing. Because, I mean, let's face it, when the history of the 20th century is written musically, Bob Dylan is going to be right up there with the Beatles. It'll probably be Dylan and the Beatles.
Right.
And that'll be pretty much it, you know.
Right.
Especially with people from another age, you know, maybe people from the 22nd century are looking back, you know, they're going to, you know, Bob Dylan and the Beatles will probably be the ones that will stand out the most.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, put it that way. You know, I hope you don't mind me ruffling through these pages, but you said Riot, and I think I had somebody on my show from Riot, and I can't, that's why I'm coming through the calendar.
All right, I'm going to tell you who you had on your show.
Please, because I have so many people. It's so hard to keep track sometimes.
I'm going to guess you had Rick Ventura on.
I think you're right. I think it was Rick. I think it was Rick. Hang on, let's see. I think you're right. I'm trying to see.
I have that sneaking feeling that you had Rick on.
Yep, Rick Ventura on April 20th. Yep, yep. Well, my May, was it May? Yeah, my May got thrown out of whack. So anything that happened before May was insane for me. So, actually, you were supposed to come on in May as well, Jack, and I had to reschedule you. I am so sorry about that.
Oh, that's quite all right. You know, Rick has a great band called Riot Act, and he was one of the original members. And also, my former singer, Todd Michael Hall, is also in the other Riot, the one that's really been touring all over the world for the last 4 or 5 years, and they're wonderful. They have members, you know, from the original, you know, Riot incarnations. So basically, they're both great, Riot and Riot Act. They're both great bands, and you know, and they're really contemporaries and similar in kind of approach to what we do in Burning Star. So we can definitely relate to the music.
Yeah,
I
enjoyed that music too. I mean, I'm going to do, I haven't done it in a while. I usually do like a monthly music mashup, and I play a couple songs from the guests that have been on. And my last guest in May was May 5th, I think. I don't even know. It's like May was like a total blur to me. May 4th, I had Robert Shields from Shields and Yarnell. You remember them?
Yes,
remember,
of course.
Remember them? Yeah, right? That was a great – they were great. Remember that? I know.
Oh,
watched,
absolutely.
Yeah, if you watched all those other shows, you definitely used to watch the shows, the variety shows. They were great. I wish we'd do something similar to that now. But, you know, with
I love, you know,
current
I,
stars.
All that stuff. I mean, I'm just a fan. You know, and I think all musicians are – you know, we have to be – not only doing our own thing, but we have to also be fans of the music itself, you know?
Right.
Because it's good to incorporate all these various, you know, influences.
Absolutely.
In what we do. And because nobody's like an island, you know, everybody is part of the whole shebang, the whole thing,
right.
You know?
Right. I did want to ask you, when you are touring, are you going to have an opening act? And if yes, who? Not yes or who. If who?
Well, it would be great to have the Who as an opening act, but I don't think Pete Townsend would go for that. So, yeah, we probably will. And it's all kind of speculative now because we're kind of playing it one day at a time. And I think the success of this album will basically indicate to us where we're going to tour, how much we're going to tour, and the kind of venues we're going to be playing at.
Yeah.
So we're really letting it write its own ticket, and it just came out.
Yeah.
It's not out yet. Well, actually, you're right. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. What's out is just this.
Look at all the great feedback, and it's not even out yet.
Yeah. Right now, you're right. It's just a teaser with this, with these shows and videos that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It will be out July 15th.
Nice. And folks, again, July 15th, we're going to have Burning Star's new album, Soul of the Innocent. And if you enjoyed what you heard tonight, you didn't even hear half of it because it's really good. And July 15th, everywhere online, and also burningstar.com, and that's STARR, two R's in that star, and jackstar.com, and where you're on Facebook, you said, and oh, my God, you're all over, you said. You're like
Facebook.
Shit, you're all over, right?
I'm all over the place, and it's also the thing, if they want to order the preliminary album, they can just go to YouTube and look for the song Souls of the Innocent by Jack Starr's Burning Star. There's an official music video that's out, and they can actually order a pre-release album. There's only like 200 of them available, and they can do that, and leave a comment. Let us know.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, where it says show more, you click that on and it tells you more about the album. And we'd love to hear some feedback. So if someone listens to it and they want to tell us what they liked about it or what they didn't like, whatever, love to hear it.
Not like you're going to change it for them, but go ahead.
Right. No, it's too late now. We've already recorded it. But you know what? But it's always good. It's always good to get feedback, you know.
Yes,
and,
I'm only playing. I'm playing, Jack. Please. I feel like myself today. I'm busting jobs tonight. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm coming back.
Good.
I just can't believe we got COVID. I guess I'm just done. You know? I'm just done. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, listen, you sound pretty good for it. For having had it recently.
No, I don't have it. They've got it. My kids and my spouse are on the house. I'm out here. No, they've got it. No, I don't have it yet.
Okay,
I keep testing every day. I'm scared to death I'm going to get it. You kidding me? I'm scared to death.
Well, just stay away from your kids.
I am. They're adults. They're, 20 and 22, so I'm not too concerned. They can definitely, I go in and check every so often, but I put a mask on and shit, and they're wearing masks too, so.
Well, hopefully your studio has a nice, comfortable couch and you can just kind of like hunker down and if you have to, right?
No, yeah, let's hope so. But, oh, my God, Jack, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I really enjoyed talking to you and love the music. And, guys, check it out. Get the new album on July 15th, Soul of the Innocent. Go to YouTube right now and you can watch the video. And you can listen back if you want to hear the music here again. And it's coming out. We can't wait. It's available everywhere on July 15th, or anywhere you could stream music, Apple, whatever, Amazon, wherever, your mother's ass, your sister's ass, whatever. Did you ever hear, what's his name?
Well, thank you much, Joanne, for having me on and giving me an opportunity to talk about the album,
Absolutely. And I would love nothing more than for you to come back when you release the solo. I'd love to hear that.
You got it. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thank you, sir. Everybody, Jack Starr from Burning Star. Check out the new album, July 15th, Soul of the Innocent. I hope you guys enjoyed the music tonight. I did, and I hope you enjoyed Jack. I know I did. I had a great time. Jack, thank you so very much. It was a pleasure, sir.
Well, thank you, Joanne, and to all our fans in New Jersey, we want to say stay rocking and stay well.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, Jack. Take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right.
Take
all right.
care, honey.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys. You know what? It's funny. I want to I missed it. There it is. I don't want to get his number. Sorry. I forgot to put it I can't tell you guys. I want to put it in my records. If I need to reach out to Jack, to have him back on, and he's going to have his new solo album coming out in 23, I think he said sometime in 23. And, if you like metal, man, you don't even have to like metal. This is just great rock, heavy rock. And, I just love it. I love hearing good music and definitely speaking to wonderful people. And Jack was so cool. And sorry if I sound a little crazy today, but I'm done. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore what to do anymore. But such is life, as they say, right? Such is life. So, guys, you've got to tune in on a 22nd. We are having author Steve Taibbi back on. If you are an early listener, he wasn't on that long ago, maybe last year. And Steve is a heart transplant recipient, and he has met the donator's family. Is that how I could say that? And what a story. I can't wait to share this with you. And I actually have to tell my cousin about it, because my cousin, her son passed, and they donated his organs. And I believe they met. I have so many conversations in my head, guys. You got to bear with me. I don't know if I'm coming or going these days. But anyway, I do have to tell my cousin that he'll be on. But Steve Taibbi will be on the 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk to him. And then on the 26th, we're going to have Tina and Josie Positino, and they have this music festival going on in Memphis, Tennessee. I don't have the information in front of me, but they are doing this at the Grand Ole Opry, and it's they've got like 52,000 entries or a year or more. My numbers are all over the place. I've got a very busy week ahead of me with numbers. So I'm not even want to talk about numbers. So forget that. And I don't know if we're going to get somebody in the rest of the week. It's my son's birthday, and it's a busy week. So I don't know if you've noticed, before May, I've been trying not to book shows the last and first week of the month. So it doesn't interfere with anything that I have going on that needs to be focused on. So I don't want to take away from you, and I don't want to take away from others. So anyway, so that's what July. Trust me, I will have some great guests for you. July, I may take another little break. You know, guys, I'm sorry. I need to just take some time off. When your body or God or whatever tells you you need a break, you listen, you know. So that's what went on in May. A lot was going on, and I just needed to step back for a moment to breathe. But I'm so glad to be back. I hope you guys are enjoying the last two shows tonight with Jack Starr, and last show we had with Chuck Wright, and I will continue to bring you the best guests I can, and I hope you guys are going over to check out our sponsors. They've got some great stuff going on, especially River and Henley in New Milford and The Hive in Lodi, two great restaurants. I know River and Henley in New Milford, New Jersey, is now having bands, so I have to go check it out sometime. I don't know when, but I would love to. Great food and great atmosphere, and now great music, too. So how cool is that? So anyway, I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you all had a happy Father's Day. Here we go. Oh, and happy Juneteenth as well. I missed that. Because I forgot to tell you guys to have a happy Father's Day and a happy Juneteenth. And so I hope you enjoyed that. And here we go. We're going to kick off another week. And as a friend says to me, slay the day. So do that with yourself and make it quick and painless. So I'll share that as well. So, all right, I'm going to close out with the song I wanted to play. I didn't want to play too much because you guys really... I want you to buy this album. I mean, it's really good. It's really good. And what a pleasure to speak with Chuck. So this is Attila. Gave me a little feeling of something, but I enjoyed it. So this is from Burning Star, their new album, Soul of the Innocent. Thank you so much, Jack Star. The album comes out again July 15th, and you could see the video right now, Souls of the Innocent, on YouTube. And there's a drop down in there where you can order the album. So take care, everybody. Thank you so much. We will see you on Wednesday, the 22nd, with Stephen Taibbi. Take care. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Can you see?